Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Oh, my nipples are in tatters. Absolute tatters is what I thought they would be in whilst being blindfolded and having some nipple play with Bradford and Angela from By the By. However, once I unveiled my mask, I realised they were just your standard laundry clothes pegs. I felt like a right tit. Speaking of right tit, there is a tiny mark there because of the pegs on my nipples and numerous other things. When I got sensual with Bradford and Angela, that's on the podcast. Also, I was having sex on the weekend. Yeah, get around the big dog. And then the fire alarm went off. Not my fire alarm, but like the apartment fire alarm. And I thought that I'd be quite an alpha male and provide some like protection to the female by saying, well, I best better go and check that this isn't a real fire. By the time I got back, she was not impressed. I put the call out on 131060. Should I have continued despite the imminent threat of the bedroom being burnt to a crisp? That's on the podcast. Enjoy the podcast.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
You're the wild man.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Oh my God, new opener. How good's that? How juicy does that sound? Bradford and Angela from By the By podcast. Getting sexual.
I love it.
Yeah. It's better than my, get around the big dogs and just these party streamer sound effects. Thank you very much to Soundman for making that. Hey, let's get into this week. Of course, if you're unfamiliar with Bradford and Angela, they come in every Monday morning chatting sex. Nothing's off limits, nothing's off taboo, chatting fetishes, open relationships, swinging, etc. And you can check out their podcast at By the By now, wherever you get your podcast from. This week, there is a fun box that I've been told about. Some things that I'm really going to like inside the fun box, some things not so much, which makes me very worried. Bradford has just unbuttoned his shirt and unveiled what can only look like some sort of leather, had a sexual relationship with a Swiss block of cheese with lots of holes in the middle. Oh, I can see his nipple poking out the side. Someone's enthusiastic. What's all that about?
I have to be dressed to feel comfortable. You know, I'm in the mood. I'm in the moment. Mm. I've been wearing this, you know, under my shirt all day for you.
Yeah. Just for me.
Just for you.
A little bit for Angela, I'm assuming. Do you like that? You like this sort of gear, Angela?
Oh,
this?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's cool, huh?
Yeah, it's like a sneak peek into, you know, the skin and what's underneath.
Mm.
And
it's like a movie trailer.
Yeah.
It gives you just enough to know what's going to happen later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it doesn't spoil the ending, I'll have you know. Right, so just off the air before, I let you know about the BDSM test that Felix and I actually did last week live on the air. Farhan is an animal. He is an absolute animal. It's always the quiet ones. We revealed our results last week on the air, and I was surprised you guys hadn't actually heard of the test.
No.
If you haven't heard of it either, bdsmtest.org. Great fun to do with your partner or just individually. You can shoot us through the results. A couple of people DM'd us some results through on Insta at Wakey. It's Lakey. I've got all the results here. I've got mine, then Angela's, then Bradford's. So me and Angela actually scored the highest in exhibitionist. What does this mean? I don't even know what exhibitionist is.
It means we're going to put on a show for everybody.
Oh, yeah. And non-monogamous for Bradford, that was your top score. So that is that you firmly believe that couples, that your relationship shouldn't just be the one person.
Absolutely,
obviously.
Yeah.
What else have you used? Both scored very, very high on voyeur. Which I believe is you like to watch other people as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Does that mean getting involved as well, or that's literally you sitting on a chair going, yeah, go on, turn around now. All right, give her another spin. Yeah, show us that bum of yours. Ooh, tasty.
So I have to be honest, it's really funny. I always feel guilty because whenever I'm on the train and, you know, you're going through apartment complexes or going past hotels, I'm always like face to the glass up against the window, just hoping to see something. Whenever I'm traveling, I'm in a hotel, I'm always like, you know, the curtains are never closed. And I'm always changing and dressing and undressing in front of the open window. And then I'm also like, wonder what's going on over in there. Yeah. What's going on over there? It's just great.
Yeah. Have you ever seen anything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's why you never not travel without binoculars.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Rigger, you also scored very high on Angela. What is Rigger all about?
Rigger is someone who likes to tie someone else up.
Mm, okay.
Yes.
With the ropes.
Play. Yeah.
The ropes, yeah.
Yeah.
And Bradford, you've also scored very high on Primal, in brackets, Prey, and Primal, in brackets, Hunter.
What is all that about?
Grr. for me, when I'm at a bar or a club or something, I love going on the hunt. And I also like being that feeling of being hunted. Mm. So you go out and either you're going out with the intention to be picked up, or you go out with the intention to pick someone up. Mm. Now, I really enjoy that. There's something really exciting about that.
Mm. Yeah. Quite animalistic.
Yeah.
In a way. And Angela, you've got brat tamer. 97% brat tamer. Can't tame this brat. Can't tame this one over here. What does that mean?
Apparently, I've not really done a lot of brat play, but apparently I don't really tolerate that very well.
Mm.
And yeah.
She cracks a hard whip, my friend.
Yeah, I know. Producer Felix scored very high on daddy. Mm. What does this mean? What does this mean that we've got a daddy in the mix?
Well, I mean, a daddy traditionally is someone who is a little older and has somebody younger as a partner. Mm. But I'm not sure that he's already very young.
Yeah, well, you should say he dress up as an old man in the clubs. He's got a monocle. He's got a walking stick, big gray beard peppered
man,
on his chin.
A bag of money with a yeah. dollar sign on it.
Uncle Pennybags is in the building. Sit down, brat.
Scrooge McDuck.
These are a couple of things. There's also this website that I'm trying to get involved in at the moment called FetLife, right? And that's where all the kinksters like to play, and I'm seeing if that's a space that me and my main squeeze would like to play in. Can you tell me any difference between leather boy with a Y, leather boy with an I, and boot black? Those are three things that you can identify yourself as on FetLife. What are these? What are the differences with the Y and the I?
Putting us on the spot.
I don't know the difference between I and Y.
No.
I'm guessing, this is pure speculation because I really don't know, but typically BOI is more of a homosexual term, or younger generation.
Right. Yeah, okay.
So my guess would be one, if not both of those.
Mm.
And a boot black, I have no idea, to be honest.
That sounds more dominant to me, but I don't know.
Maybe wear some black boots, some big black chunky boots stomping around. Hey, you just settle down there. Oh, God. Bradford's got the 10-inch heels on again, guys. What about cuckold, cuckoldress, and cuck queen? Any differences there? Any subtle differences in that play?
So the cuckold is typically... Cuckolding is what you would do. A cuckold, I would assume, is the male. A cuckoldress would likely be a woman who likes to watch her man have sex with other women. Cuck queen.
Queen. I don't know.
That another one.
And that's Q-U-E-A-N. Either someone's very bad at spelling mistake who designed this website, or there's subtle differences in the spelling.
You're putting us on the spot again, and
that's
all right. You're in too deep for us, unfortunately.
No, hashtag live radio, guys. Hashtag 131060 if you're a cuck queen out there. If you identify and you can let us know what that is. Last one, guys, before we get into something else. Spanko, spanker, spanky.
Well, spanker would be the one who's doing the spanking. Mm. Spanky is the one receiving.
Mm.
Spanko.
Oh. Oh. Look, it's
in the background. Maybe they enjoy watching.
I'll say, I guess it would be watching or...
Or it's an Australian slang because you guys dropped the R off everything and put an O on it anyway.
Hey, honey, can you bring in Rob the Spanko? We'll get this show on the road. It's bloody weird. There's a lot of subtle differences that
normal
I'm learning.
Normal is only an average.
Oh, very true. Let's get into something else over there. What is the fun box? What is the reason behind the fun box?
We are going to do a little bit of sensation play.
Oh, good.
Because
I identify as a sensualist. I am a sensualist.
There you go. We didn't even know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think I am. I've said it before. I'm a textures man.
We're going to blindfold you and then just pull things out of the box and you have to try and guess what they are.
Oh, God. You don't pull. There's not a little man called Rob in there. Is a Spanko, is it? You're just going to pull out at the last second. All right.
There is no impact play.
Good.
After last time, you know, in the tearful emails that we got from you and the late night calls that we got from you, we promised, you know, we're not going to do that for a while.
No, okay. we don't want to do any more counseling.
I was going to say, because I've already used about 8 liters of papaya cream and I've just healed up from that, guys. All right. Well, next, I'll get my sensualism on. We'll open the fun box and we'll see what's inside. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey with Bradford and Angela from By the By. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey, still joined by Bradford and Angela. It is Sexy Mondays. They do a podcast called By the By. Nothing is off limits. They swing. They are bisexual. They're in an open relationship, and nothing is taboo with these girls. They'll try anything once, twice, if they like it. And they're more popular than a wet wipe at a swingers party. These guys have got a fun box for me, and apparently I'm going to be blindfolded, and there are things in there that will excite my senses, you say. I'm a textures man.
It's going to be titillating.
Producer Felix, get the wet wipes, please. I'm looking forward to this. All right, shall I come around to this side of the studio?
If you can, yes.
Yeah, yes, I will. I'll bring this. I'll bring my mic around as well. Maybe I'll take my hat off as well because I will need to be blindfolded. Now there's a candle here as well. That's good. Yes. Smells of ylang ylang.
We're going to switch spaces because you're going to be.
In the middle here.
Yeah.
The meat and the sandwich.
That's right.
My natural habitat yet again, guys. I put on this this blindfold. Now, this is sweat. Ooh, I don't like this texture already, I'll just say.
Really?
No, I already can't breathe. It makes me cram up. It's like a peach. But yeah. like a sofa peach. Ooh, no, don't like that. Yeah. Don't like that. Anyway, we'll put it on.
Right there, isn't that?
Well, I don't mind that. I don't mind that bit. Here we go. All right, I now can't see. I'm robbed of my strongest scent, guys. My sight. It's done. All right, do I need to take off anything?
No.
Oh.
You don't want to take your shirt off?
We could.
Yeah, take the shirt off.
That'll make it a little more
exciting. Take the shirt off. I've been going to the gym all week, especially for this.
Well, now we can see the results.
I am a little red. I went to the beach yesterday in my sensitive alabaster skin. So talk us through what's going on now.
So we've got... there's a shirt on the floor randomly. We've got a series of different things that, you know, Angela's gonna sort of, it's titillation. It's supposed to be exciting.
Mm.
And you gotta guess, what is it?
Okay, so it's quite soft, this first one. It's making my hairs stand on end. Sort of like some sort of silky rope, perhaps, or like some sort of ribbon.
Exactly.
So, yeah, slowly caressing over the back. Now, as essentialists, guys, this does excite me.
You like that?
A lot.
That's
yes.
Good, yeah.
Yep, quarter chub.
All right.
Let's step this up to half mast if we can, ideally. Right. Otherwise, we'll go right back down to an eighth. Whoa, Jesus Christ. Whoa. Oh, very cold. Is this an ice cube? Is this cold? It's an ice cube. It's an ice cube. Definitely. Definitely.
Yep, close enough.
Now, don't mind that.
Cold water.
All right. So
cold water.
But that's another thing. So part of this kind of play is to have these different feelings and to experience it. And blindfolded, it heightens your senses, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that felt super duper. That felt like ice cold, but you say it was just cold.
Yeah, just cold.
This is the third one now. Now, this feels like some sort of tinsel.
You're pretty good at this.
Yeah.
You're doing good.
Well, I'm using all my senses, guys. I'm a sensualist.
So, again, we're using all your senses, so take a deep whiff of this smell. Is that good? Yeah.
Oh, head spin. That's the good shit. Yeah. Lavender. Oh, God. If that's a candle, Bradford. It is. It's candle wax. Is that candle wax?
Yes.
That's actually not as hot as I was expecting, because I've seen this stuff in videos before.
Because it depends on the kind of candle you use.
Ah.
Different waxes will burn at different temperatures.
Okay.
So this is a very low burning temperature. This is soy.
I like that.
Highly recommend that.
I reckon my main squeeze is like that as well. What's that? A soy candle.
Soy candles. Paraffin candles burn at a higher temperature and are going to be a little hotter.
Right.
Now, this might be one that you may not like a lot next.
Oh, dear.
So go ahead and stand up a little more.
Oh, dear.
I'll go easy.
This is going to be a little bit of nipple play.
Oh, no. Oh, no, not even the not even the softest of strokes excite my nipples, I swear. Someone rubbed some milk on there once and I didn't like it. Oh, God, if this is a clamp, it's like an alligator clip. This is like grade 9 science all over again. Okay, it's slowly biting down. I swear, if you've got a little baby alligator from the reptile park, I'm going to kill you.
Ooh. It's not an alligator. They don't have alligators in Australia. It's a crocodile.
Oh, it's the left nip. Oh, my lips, my hips, my nips, my bits!
Do you remember your safe word?
Ah! Ooh, chicken nipples. Is that the full thing?
Yeah, it's on there.
Yeah,
it's on there.
It's on there.
Oh, God. Now, it's either gone numb or I've got a high pain threshold.
Well,
either
so that's,
way,
that's the other side of this. That's the other side of this. Mm-hmm. Now, what will happen is when she takes it off, all the blood will rush back. And it is such an invigorating, wonderful feeling.
Oh, God. Now she's going for the second one. I've got both nipples clamped, guys. This is big for me. This is big. There was one time when I got bored doing the laundry outside that I tried it, but these were in no way the same sort of bite. Ooh, I'm rocking. Hashtag pig nips. Hashtag pig nips. Yes, yes. Drop the soy on me. Call me Big Crumpet.
All right, Big Crumpet.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm the king of the world. Woo. Oh, holy shit.
Yeah, see?
Yeah,
see?
They're right back. Yeah.
Sometimes it's the sensation of them coming off that is pleasurable more than going on.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Woo. That was good.
Take five, guys. Getting too excited. More next with Bradford and Angela. And by the by.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
So we have a couple of more things.
Yes.
We've got some taste things if you want to do like true sensuality and really try the taste.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And while we prepare this, then, we'll let Angela do the...
The last touch.
The last touch sensation.
Sure, let's go with your arm on this one.
Okay. Oh, is that leaving marks?
Nope.
Like a sharp ball point of some sort.
It's a spike wheel. It's very common in fetish play.
Ah, like a pizza cutter?
Sort of, but with spikes on it.
And five of them put together.
Oh.
We'll show you when the blindfold comes off.
Okay.
Yes. But now we have some taste.
Oh, these are exciting.
You have to guess the flavor.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, feed me.
All right.
The first one, stick out your tongue.
There you go.
There you go. What's the flavor?
Mint.
That's right. Cool mint. Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
Yeah, get around me.
All right. Now, tongue again.
Cherry.
Oh,
very
there
cherry.
There
very cherry. Yeah. Even harder because, you know, like when you have some orange juice right after you brush your teeth, that's what you've done to me.
Yeah.
You've done the mint first.
Oh, that's true.
Newbie error, guys. Don't worry. Wow. I'll show you the ropes one day.
Last one.
That's chocolate.
Mint chocolate.
Mint chocolate.
Yeah.
They're all flavored lubes. So they're water-based lubes that... I have all these different flavors.
Oh, that's a little feather duster. There's a little feather duster at the end there. Yeah. This is the afterplay. This is the aftercare.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Call me Little Crumper. Can I take the blindfold off?
Yes.
Whoa! Rush of blood to the eyes. Ooh, head spin. That's what we do it for. Oh, geez, this old bottle there.
Yeah.
Do you ever get thirsty and just down the whole thing?
So you can actually make cocktails out of it.
Nice.
Yes, mix it with a little bit of vodka. Mm. Put it on ice cream.
Put it on ice cream, yes.
Mm. Hashtag 3 years sober, guys. Hashtag every day's a struggle. Don't tempt me. There is a video that we'll chuck up on Instagram as well, at Wakey It's Lakey. Those were just the pegs?
Yeah.
Damn it! They were just pegs. I thought they were going to be some sort of hardcore nipple thing.
No, that's
oh, God,
just...
I was screaming over laundry pegs.
I told you, we're going easy.
Yeah, and this is just proves that you don't have to have special gear to be, you know...
True.
Sensual play.
You
can lame and stuff all around the house.
We had just a ribbon, like you would have tie your hair up or anything like that. And clothes pegs. And
we didn't use the paintbrush on you, but we could have. And then there's makeup pads that you can use. I mean, rub that on your nipples.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good.
Now rub it on my nipples.
I didn't even hesitate. You've broken me.
You
tamed the brat.
You immediately.
Oh, plenty of things, plenty of fun around the house. Thank you again, Bradford and Angela from By the By. Always fun.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
All right. I'd like to get some advice here. Don't know whether I was being quite the responsible Casanova or quite the wimpy, wimpy chicken crimpy in the bedroom.
Wimpy, wimpy chicken crimpy.
What was that? It was the Dixie Drumsticks or Chicken and a Biscuit, weren't they? Chicken Crimpy. Who the hell was in charge of that in the marketing meeting? Right, we're going to have some chicken-flavoured biscuits. We can't just call it chicken. Dixie Drumsticks are smashing us in that chicken biscuit category. Chicken Crimpy? Love it.
Give that man a promotion.
Chicken Crimpies. Yeah, was I wimpy, wimpy, chicken crimpy? Or was I quite the responsible stallion in a bedroom session that I was doing over the weekend? So I treated myself to a bit of sex. It was nice. Now, what happened was we were making love. We were making sweet, hot love. Candles in the room, romantic. I put on my sex mix, which is a carefully crafted playlist of songs, upping in beats per minute the longer the session goes. And it's kind of like a timestamp as well. It's sort of like new song would trigger a new move for me, and I'd know sort of how long. It's kind of like I feel a bit lost without my sex playlist. Anyway, we're about four songs in. The beats were really getting up. It was hot and heavy. Foreplay had ended. Coitus had ended. Insertion had happened. And it was getting really good, right? And then all of a sudden, fire alarm goes off. Fire alarm. Not the one in my house, but the one just outside in my apartment lobby. I live on level two, and it's that bit in there. And it's not too long until that fire alarm will then trigger everyone else's fire alarm. And you sort of you have to decide, all right, is this a legit fire and we need to run for our safety, or is it just one of those someone's burning something too much? Either way, I feel you can never be too safe. So when the fire alarm went off in the little area where the elevator is, I've sort of paused and looked at her and gone, I should probably check, shouldn't I? It's kind of like if the phone rang or something, or if someone was at the door, except this time we might die. So I wouldn't stop if someone rang the door. I wouldn't stop if someone rang my phone. It'd be like, oh, screw it, whatever, keep going. It's quite like sexy and quite in the moment. You're like, yeah, nothing can stop us right now. But I think a fire alarm should and could and did stop me. And I looked and I was like, fire alarm, babes. She's like, no, keep going. It's a false alarm. Like, you don't know this. You want it to be a false alarm, as do I. But you can never be too safe. And I take on the role of fire warden quite seriously in my apartment. I was like, no, come on. Just give me 2 minutes. I'll just go out the front. She's like, no, babe. Like, sort of latches onto me like some sort of praying mantis. I was like, looked at her in the eyes. Like, oi, I need to check that we are not in danger. I went outside and checked the fire alarm. There's a couple of other people like sort of looking around as well, having a sniff, seeing if they could smell any smoke or anything. And it was a false alarm. Went back into the bedroom, ruined the mood, apparently. Apparently the moment was over. Well, excuse me for knowing the fire safety rules and the evacuation procedures. On 131060, I'd love for a couple of females to weigh in as well on this one. I know it's late, but should I have stopped? I think I should have stopped. I think it was all right. I think that's what you should do in a fire situation. Just go out, double check. Is she silly for then shutting up shop? But no, forget about it. Forget about it. 131060, what do you do in a fire? Have you been having sex during a fire alarm before? And what happened? I mean, I feel when lives are in danger, when the potential for 000 needs to be called, I feel all bets are off with the sex. You wait till the coast is clear, and then you get back into it. I don't know. That's how I feel, but I've been wrong in the past. 131060, do you stop during a fire alarm? Should I have stopped during a fire alarm? We'll get your calls on the air next.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
Chatting, if there's a fire alarm that goes off mid-sex, do you stop the sex, check for danger, and then make sure that there's no fire that's going to burn down your sex room? I would say yes, and that's exactly what I did on the weekend. And to my surprise, thinking that I was being quite a responsible, conscientious, forward-thinking sex partner, think, all right, babes, I'll just give me a minute or two. I'll just check that this fire isn't going to burn down the building. I'll just make sure that this one isn't a false alarm. I get it. Probably nothing to worry about. This is going to be churning in the back of my head. Otherwise, I'd like to make sure that we're having sex in a safe environment, and then we continue making love after that. Oh, no. By the time I got back, and it wouldn't have been any more than 90 seconds, I've never seen someone get dressed quick enough. She had more layers on than when we first started the day. She was all back to normal. Apparently not. No sex. No, you've ruined the mood now. You've ruined the mood. It wasn't me. It was whoever burnt their bloody casserole. I'm going to hunt them down. I'm going to go door knocking, figure out who the culprit was. Victor from Braidwood on 131060. Do you stop if the fire alarm goes off?
No. You can't stop. Your girl is very, very important. You need to finish the important job that you have to do.
Oh, my God. You're so Spanish. I hate you already. I think you'd have about 8 girlfriends at any one time. You're beating them off with a stick. You could probably just blow the fire out with your sweet, big, masculine chest and lungs. I hate you, Victor. No.
But you see the result, you know? She already put all her clothes on top and she wasn't in the mood. So it's very important from now on to get a big lesson, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, something tells me that we really don't even need to go into any more calls if the sexy Spaniard has just whipped me into line. The proof is in the pudding, young man. You can see the results of your actions. As long as you learn from this mistake, everything is okay. Yeah, yeah, thanks, Victor. Yeah. Good on you, Victor. Thanks, mate. You rooster.
Thank you, buddy.
Naya from Melbourne on 131060. Are you a woman?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. What do you think of my responsible decision to just pause for 90 seconds whilst I check that the coast is clear for my woman? Because I love my woman, I hold her in my skinny little biceps and I make sure there's no fire on the outside.
I've actually had this happen to me before.
Ooh, okay.
And I pretty much said to him, if you get up, so do I, and I leave. If we're going to go out, this is a good way to end it.
What?
He made the very smart choice not to leave. Turns out there was an actual fire, but...
Turns out he's now got third-degree burns to most of his body, but he's my third-degree burns to most of his body. Okay, was this actually a test to see how committed he was to you? Did you see an opportunity here that you're like, right, faced with mortality, what's his decision? Is this worth keeping him around? Was this a bit of a test or was this purely, I'm in the mood, don't be such a puss when it comes to a fire, keep going, big boy, call me Big Crumpet and pull my hair?
Nah, it was more, I'm like 30 seconds away from me being finished. If you leave now, I'm going to be really pissed off.
Oh, yeah, right. You'd have to go back to stage one again. Is that the case?
There's no point.
Well, there's definitely no point. You got to stage four. There's no point going right back to one again. You're like a drone. You have like 30 minutes up in the air, and then you've got to recharge her again. Recharge her right from the bottom. Yeah, done work. Okay. Well, what did he do? I think it was different. See, I was nowhere near. I could sense that. If I could sense that she was 30 seconds away from the big finish, then I probably would have quickly wrapped it up and done it. But I felt that this was maybe about midway. She was probably teetering on level 3. I thought, well, before we get too hot and heavy, let me just check. The coast is clear. And plus, I was on about a level 4 by then anyway. I wanted to buy myself a bit of time.
Oh, men go too quickly.
Yeah, well, it's not our fault. It's not our fault. No. So, are you still with the bloke?
No.
No. What happened? He went and saw the fire? Or he finished?
No. We just stopped seeing each other after that.
Okay. Yeah, right. Fair enough. Jeez, I really thought my fire warden ways were quite sexy and responsible. Obviously not.
Responsibility isn't sexy.
No. Yeah, right. That's it. Okay. And I was waiting for one more call. I reckon this is the nail in the coffin. Jess P on Insta has just commented, you could have just pumped her a bit quicker and finished before you left. How rude. All right, ladies. Fine. Run up our arms from now on. Thank you, Naya from Melbourne. Naya the Dragon Slayer. Naya the Man Player. Naya! Oh, dearie me. Was there something unsexy about that as well?